Be learning tonight for a Refuah Shlema for Devora Ilana Bas Batya, for Debbie Shulman, whom some of you know, who needs a Refuah. Baruch Hashem, she had a successful surgery last night and is recovering. So tonight is the 31st session of Da'as Tfila, and we are talking about Mincha. So let's bring up the Sefer. Okay, terrific. So what are we learning about? I'm sorry we had to take a week off. But what are we learning about? What are we doing? We're talking about the time of Mincha and the special opportunity but challenge of davening Mincha. And as with everything in this Sefer, we're discussing it from somewhat of a metaphysical place besides just a practical place. So much of what he's discussed, the idea of Mincha, is the idea of din, of things seeming to be without the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the special touch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of din, he explained, the idea of din, the idea of Elokim, the phrase that we use when we speak of Elokim, when we speak of God as Elokim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not necessarily stepping in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing behind nature and all of the challenges that that creates for humankind. And we suggested that that time has, he said, two different challenges. The afternoon has two different challenges. And they're both related to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always show his face as often as we would like. The first challenge of nature and the natural world and being part of the world is the fact that it hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mere fact that it hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His hand is not as clear as it would be. It allows, as we saw in the Svarim, for Kfira, it allows for people to have free choice, but they can use that free choice to deny that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the second issue is the fact that regardless of the fact that it hides the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, merely being involved in the world itself, just being involved in nature, involved in the natural world, making a living, having a family, doing all those things, that itself can distract us tremendously from the fact that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding there. So we talked about these two issues last time. The one of them, the fact that even if a person would just sit and meditate all day, it's difficult to sometimes recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that we're not given the opportunity to sit and meditate all day, we're not able to just sit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us bodily needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the need to make a living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to be involved in the world. And that combination of the fact that it's difficult to sometimes see God in the world, the fact that he created a natural world, coupled with the fact that we're so involved with that world, makes it sometimes very difficult to see him. And this is where we pick up now, Gadol HaNisayon Lichit Ameid, okay, to stand betfilat bizman mincha, hishat hadin akasha. We said that it's so difficult, it's the hardest time to daven, with the biggest bang, if we can do it. And now he's going to explain. V'chein hadover mispate etzel hamispalo. This is the way that this dark period of the afternoon works out as far as a person who's davening. La'achar hit askuto yom shalem b'inyonei haparnasa. Mincha is specifically davened in the workday. It's specifically davened in the workday. And even if we have a reality that in the summer, sometimes already we're done with work, but that's because we're not working in the field. If we were working in the field, we'd continue to work until it's dark. So mincha is basically, by definition, meant to be davened in the middle of the workday, right? Hishta'akuto b'ma'arechet hachomer. I am stuck in the world. I'm deeply entrenched in this world. I'm not that way at Shachris. I'm not that way at Shachris. You know, Shachris can be best davened if we do nothing else before Shachris. It's not always practical. It's not always the best way to design our schedule. But the best way to daven Shachris is to go from waking right into Shacharis, perhaps with just learning some Torah beforehand. Because where are we when we're sleeping? We're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're connected with Shemayim. We get up in the morning, and we should try to take that purity and go right into davening. What do we do when we wake up in the morning? We look at our phones. We look at our phones. Now, I'm not saying that you're looking at something you shouldn't look at on your phone. But remember 10 years ago, if you can, when we didn't get up 15 years ago and look at our phone. How much of Olam Hazeh is thrust back into our faces in those few moments when we wake up? We don't even have a chance necessarily to say Mode Ani. We haven't even done our first mitzvah of the day. And immediately before we get out of bed, the entire world is thrust back into our life in a way that it never could have been through history. Whether we're looking at our emails and we're thrust back into our workday, whether we're looking at the news and we're thrust back in, what about what happened overnight? What about the fact that our soul was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe our souls are in a different place. Maybe our souls have something to tell us from their journey during the night up to Shemayim. But we couldn't possibly hear it because it's drowned out by everything that's immediately pushed into us by our phones. Can we try to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit before we drown? And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the phone, but we have Shacharis as an opportunity to connect to God from a place of purity. And Ma'ariv is an opportunity to connect to God when things are slowed down already, when the day is already pretty much done, when I know I don't have to go back to work. So Ma'ariv as well can be davened in a certain way, with a certain nachas ruach, with a certain pleasantness. That's not true of mincha. Mincha, by definition, has to be davened in the middle of the world, in the middle of our physical world. Kashelo hadavar likpo b'chozek es ha'hakara, shelo kocho va'otzem yado osim lo esachayim. To make matters worse, not only are we in the middle of the world, not only are we in the middle of our work day, but if there's one thing work days convince me of, it's that I'm the boss. It's that I made money today. I pushed a project forward. It's the most active part of the day for human beings. So not only is it a time where my head can't think about God, my head is thinking about me. I'm thinking about what I did. Kochi va'otzim yadi osim lo asachayo. Af midas hachno'a va'akiras ha'gaiva nidreshes kedei sheyoda b'kach. There would be a certain amount of hachno'a, of being willing to put ourselves down and uprooting gaiva in order for us to be moda, to recognize that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. How hard that is to do in the middle of a business deal. I'm in the middle of a business deal and I pull out of the meeting for a minute to daven mincha. Not only do I need to pull out of the meeting, not only do I need to find a few minutes of peace, I need to remind myself that everything I'm doing is really just a hishtadlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is either going to allow me to succeed with or not. Ma'amatz elyon nidrash mimeno. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of effort. B'shazu. Lishchazek be'emuna. To be strengthened in one's faith. Shekol ma'asav u'mifala b'meshach hayom hayu rak kedei lotzes yidei chovas hishtadlus achreiches. I have to do a certain hishtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it from there. It's one thing to say that in a shir. It's another thing to say that before I go to sleep. To say that in the middle of the workday? In the middle of a world that it appears that it's just about me? In the middle of a day where it's really just been about me? The froa chov kilalas adam harishon. Oy, that the only reason why I have to work is because of the klola of adam harishon. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it. What do I have to work for? He could do it without me working. It's part of the deal that was made after the sin of adam harishon. Ushebeemes lo hishdal yuto heim hamshem evias lo esparnos. So really, it's not my effort that brings in my living. Kvias habitachon belibo shelo mikri azman heim beochrav v'sheolam enenu milchemet kiyum. The world is not really. I'm not holding up the world. V'enu makom shel mikri atzlochos v'chishlonos. Yesh borei mashgiach. U'machaya akol b'rukho rego rego. How incredibly difficult that is to do in the middle of the day. Al ha'adam letafes. Had to look that word up. Tafes means to step up. Al ha'adam, to climb. Letafes mimatzav bo chaya sharui kol hayom. Haya sharui, sorry, should say. I have to step out of the where I was the whole day. Ad ledarga shel omed lifnei ha'melech, to be standing before the king. I don't just have to find a corner at the workspace. I don't have to find just a space in shul for me to daven. I have to literally step out of the world when I'm davening mincha, because I'm shakua. I'm in the middle of the world at that time. Lis alos mikol hargoshas richuk umichotfisa shel derech hateva. I have to rise up from all the feelings of distance from God, from the whole sense that there's just nature and no God. Uliskar lefanav yisparach. Lisamed lefanav kechaser, to stand in front of him like one who needs him, like one who's needy. La'ashlich alav yahavo, la'simbo miftacho, li'italos v'alucho n'yanav. Okay? That's why mincha is so incredibly difficult. The whole idea of the workday is, in a sense, that which causes me to forget about a curse. It's not the opposite of tefillah. Tefillah and nishtadlus are not opposites. They go together. But it's that workday, it's the middle of the workday, that causes me to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kefi shebi'arnu b'shas chashecha zu, at this dark time, as the sun is going down, lo chash ha'adam b'kurvato shel borei. I don't feel so close to Hashem. U'be'aras panav yisbarach. I don't feel the relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I forgot about that. I had that in Shacharis. I had that when I left the front door, and I said, okay, here goes. A Kadosh Baruch Hu should help me with my day. But it's all worn off by 3-4 o'clock. All of that has been worn off and worn out by 3-4 o'clock. Miskasha hu limtso ba'atzmos romos haruach ve'aras haneshama. I don't feel religious. I don't feel spiritual. Intellectually, of course, I still believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as I did in the morning. But all of that sense of renewal that I got in the morning and that I got from overnight, I've lost. Okay. Now says the Gura something amazing. We're all familiar with the phrase that kol hagadol mechaveiro, yitzro gadol mimenu. The greater a person is, the greater is their yetzer hara. The greater is their yetzer hara. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that no matter what level you're at and what place you're at, you have a challenge. No matter how much you work on yourself, that's only going to increase your yetzer hara, to make it even more difficult. And then you have to overcome more, and you have to overcome more, and you have to overcome more. V'chein b'mitzvas utfilos, says the Vilna Gaon, it's not only true in terms of a desire to do something wrong, it's also true when doing a mitzvah, or when one is davening, says the Gra. Kol ha-yoser godol shetzarech lihizayir yoser. The greater you are, the more you have to put into your tefillah. V'zehu sha'amru la'olam yehe adam nizar betfilas mincha de chamur mikula. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents for us at certain times, at certain moments, a tremendous challenge, and we have to rise to that challenge. We have to rise to that challenge. The greater the time, the greater the person, the more they need to be careful to seize the moment. Says the Sefer Das Tfila, Yodim anu shetachlis an hagazu shalmidas hadin, Hi ha-kavod shemayim ha-oleh meha-adam she-omeid b'nisayon ha-bechir. Okay. Let's take this very important phrase. What is the purpose of Midas Hadin? And remember, he's defined Midas Hadin as God hiding himself. God hiding himself, the world appearing to go according to laws of nature, not having anyone. What's the whole purpose of that? The whole purpose of that is to give us the chance to choose God, to give us the chance to see him behind nature, to give us the chance to have free choice to reject him. But what an incredible kavod shamayim if we can be omed b'nisayon, if we could stand up at that moment and we could use our bechira to find him. To find that Kadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, to find that Kadosh Baruch Hu at night when things are settled, that's no great thing. That's not a great moment. But to find that Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the world, to find him in the middle of the day, to notice him at a time when no one else can see him, the Kvod Shamayim is tremendous. U'kechol shehanisayon gadol, kechol shehadin takaf, kach hu riboy hakavod habokea mimaisav shel oso ani, hacharet al dvar Hashem. The darker it is, the more I'm in the middle of this world, the greater the nisayon to not be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater it is when an ani, that's us, just a simple person. None of us are great people. We're just simple Jews. But do you know what it means to be able to see God in this very chaotic world? That's heroic. That's heroic. If you are a Jew in 5781, and you say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, after everything that we've been through, after everything the world has been through, if you get up on a Friday night and you say, Vayechulu Hashamayim Ve'aretz, you say, I am being made. I am going to serve as witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And the fact that there are scientists that say it isn't so, and the fact that so many people who say it isn't so, I don't care. I'm a hero. I'm a hero. We think of it as just normal, ordinary religion, but it's not so simple to be a Yid. It's not so simple to believe. It's not so simple to make these statements in a very dark and chaotic world. It's dafka, the ani hachared al devar Hashem. The poor person, the nobody. We're nobody. We're nobody. But you know what? It's true. We have Eretz Yisrael today. We're able to see things that our ancestors didn't see. But we've lived through many, many centuries of persecution. We had a Holocaust. We've had many, many things. We've gone through advances in society and the secularization of society. And the liberal thought of today, it's much harder to be a believing person today than it was at the time of some of the greats in our history. We're not Rashi. We're not the Rambam. We're not the Nevi'im. We're an ani. We're a nobody. But it's not so easy to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 2020. The challenge, the nisayon to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a difficult time, at a time when the world seems so chaotic, that can't compare what's happened to the Jewish people over the centuries, with each passing century of moving away from Sinai and having to hold on, having lost so many leaders. It's because we're aniyim. It's because we're nobody. It's crazy that we're still here. It's crazy that we still believe. Is it a greater act for the Rambam to write Svarim and Rashi to write Svarim? But the regular Pasha to Yid in 2020 to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? That's heroic. There are earlier rabbis who are looking down from Shemayim who can't believe that people are still holding on today at the end of time as we're into the time close of Mashiach. That's what Mincha is about. Mincha is about those times in history where it's so far from the time that the sun rose. The world is so confusing and there's so much there. But this ani is charet al dvar Hashem, is shaking, is trembling in order to keep the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu up. Kachu ribo yakavu. Ein lanu dover hama'orer yosa rachamei shemayim. Me'osa tfila habokas es mesach ateva. Why is mincha so powerful? Mincha is a time of din. We asked the question at the very beginning. How could it be that the result of davening at the time of din is rachamim? How could we be begging for rachamim at the time of din? The answer is, the din is a facade. The din is not real. Nature is not real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an Elohim who just sits off on the side, does powerful things, but doesn't know the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. It's a time of din because it appears to be a time of din. It appears the world looks so real. Everything around us looks so difficult. But if I can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I see you. I recognize you. You're there. If I could pull away from that meeting and daven a mincha and say, I know this all seems so important to everyone else in the room, but I know that it's you. What could bring greater rachamim from Hashem than to find him in this impossible millennia-long game of hide-and-seek? We found him. He's trying very, very hard to hide, but we found him. How glad the father is. How glad the Zaidi is when he plays hide-and-go-seek and the grandchild finds him. That's rachamim. Right? Shmeosa tefila habokas es mesach ateva, the tefila that breaks through the mask of nature. V'cheshkas ahester panim, it breaks through everything. Ein lanu bakasha krova el Hashem. Yose me'osa tefila hanovas mehargasha sakurva u'me'utzmas habitachon b'chesed aborei. There is nothing more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the tefila where we feel close to him, where we notice he's there, where we feel confident in him. Shel zeh ha'mispalel of the person who prays ha'nimtza b'richuk makom u'b'shlitas hanhagas adin. Is it better to daven in the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it better to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the sewer? There are places that are too unholy to daven. It's not right to bring in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to certain places. But most of this world is not the Beis HaMikdash. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu would love us to bring him in. He'd love us to include him. He'd love us to bring him into our homes. It's a great schus to be able to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's no great catch to find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. If I could find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at home, when I'm in isolation, when I'm in quarantine and I can't go to the shul, if I could find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, so I win the game. That's when I win the game. I don't win the game when I see him in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the prize at the end of the game. But to win the game, we have to find him at home. We have to find him at the Shas HaMincha. His karva zu shall also eved Hashem hamotzei es baro hatov betachlis, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good. Miba'ad lemesach hateva ve'anhogas adin hakoshe, to realize that there is a merciful God behind this difficult world, this terribly difficult world. That brings the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings the chasadim. Gedole hitfilas mincha mechavruseha ve'aomed b'nisyona zoche lehanos. And that's why a person who can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Shas HaMincha, and by the way, of course, we're talking about Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv is not just three times of the day. It's three times of our lives. Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv is three different kinds of experiences that we have. Times when we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining light on us. Times where he's distant, but it's not painful then. And difficult times. Mincha is the time where light is being taken away. Where we wonder if we're being punished. Where we feel the din. If a person can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu even at those times, then the reward for such a person is absolutely tremendous. We'll finish B'li Neder this chapter next week. We're going to discuss one of my heroes of Tanakh, Eliyahu HaNavi, who was answered specifically at this time. What was it about Eliyahu that made him such a figure? Why did the time of Eliyahu resemble the time of Mincha? And then we'll finish our discussion of Mincha, and then we'll move on. We're confusing a little bit between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Both are Hester Panim. We're going to have to resolve that in the Shiurim afterwards. But we'll get back to defining what exactly is Ma'ariv. When is the greatest Hester Panim, afternoon or night? But for now, we'll take that beautiful lesson about Mincha. I'm so glad we're able to learn again together. It gives me such great pleasure to learn. We learned tonight for Shlema, for Dvora, Ilana, Basbatya, Shishavar, for Shlema, B'mehera. Great to see you. So, Sophia, send me your number so I can let you know if we ever have to cancel.
I'll send it to you right now.
Okay, terrific. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Welcome back, Rabbi.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
How many people were on?